This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Laura, what's up?
Well, thank you, Clint. That was quick.
I'm learning to get out of the way. I've been told I talk too much
over
other people's
segments.
That would be you that told me that.
No, so. I said you didn't say coming back is what
no,
you need to know.
No, remember 2 days ago when you said y'all love talking doing our segments because I was running my mouth over you and Lindsay's bits. So I'm shutting up. I'm getting out of the way. Turn off my mic.
That is true.
Go ahead.
That is true. But you do have to do a...
Yeah, before you go to it, you got to do the sponsor.
It's brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, kiddos. Less than 90 minutes from wherever you are.
Oh, thank you, Clint.
You're very welcome.
What you guys need to know is Clint talks so much, apparently. No, he gets paid to do that. You know?
You know what? I've never been on a show where I'm the one who's not talking too much. So this is fun
this
for me.
This is new, yeah.
Anyway, I saw a really cute video today on my IG, and I actually just sent it via Twitter to all of you guys about a sea lion that was crossing the San Diego freeway, and two good Samaritans stopped. Yes, I tweeted it out, Momo, to you. And so if you guys want to go at Unique, UNEEQ underscore, you guys can find it there. They kind of like were navigating traffic so this sea lion can cross the freeway. And I was like, I don't know if I would do all that in the middle of a California freeway. Would you guys do that to save a sea lion or another animal?
Momo, you can go first on this because I have many thoughts.
Go, Momo.
This is amazing. I'm looking at this photo.
Right?
That's a real big freeway.
Okay.
San Diego, yeah.
Okay, so Momo's watching this video. I'll explain what's happening right here. We're on a 5-lane highway, and this sea lion, when we get to the video, is just past the 50-yard line. There's two guys. One guy's kind of a lead block. The other guy's kind of a trail block. And I'm sorry, these cars are moving.
Yeah.
This is a highly that's a woman. I'm going to guess that's the woman he's with or a family member.
That's a lady.
This is a highly dangerous maneuver on every single level because they're not getting the sea lion just back to the zoo. They're just getting it to an embankment. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? And you're risking literal life and limb for this animal. I mean, the levels of Samaritanism here are outrageously high because they're running a two-man game here. This is a little high-low offense, if you will, in terms of how they're letting the sea lion move and how they're shifting with the traffic. I mean, this is amazing.
It's awesome, right?
Right? Good call.
Yeah. I mean, look, okay, I've never done anything like that. I have definitely helped, like, a little dog or a little cat go across, like, Topanga Canyon Boulevard, you know?
Right.
A two-lane road, and I've definitely tried to help like an animal like that. But a sea lion, I mean, it's not like that thing can really move fast, right? Those things don't get moving.
That's like my level of speed. You know?
Mobility is not. They're not quick out of the backfield. Sea lions.
I mean, it would also be. I don't even want to think about what would happen if it got hit by a car because that would be woo.
No.
That's really sad. But it would also be a lot of sea lion everywhere.
A lot of blubber everywhere.
That's. I don't think I would do that. I think that's too dangerous. I got a kid now.
I mean, that's a bold sea lion, though. This thing, it's, according to the story, according to ABC7, this thing was 8 miles away from the ocean.
I know.
That's sad. That means that thing was basically trying to survive all day. And this was 9:30 a.m., so it probably got lost at night, found its way out of there. It's a tough job, but I'm glad they did that.
I mean, I have done, like, I remember I did try to, like, I rescued a little kitten once. Like, I was out for a walk, and there was this little kitten that got separated from his mom. Mm-hmm. And I could tell his mom was nowhere around. We waited for a while, and we still couldn't find it. I was like, this thing's going to get eaten. And so I picked it up, and I brought it back. And we, I brought it back, like, oh, we're going to feed it and everything. And then I was like, well, what are we going to do with it now?
They're like, wait, I got practice. I got to go.
Yeah. I mean, I got a cat, and it was just, like, meowing and mewing the whole time. And then I called one of those kitten rescue organizations, like, hey, look, this cat is, like, going to die on its own, but I can't take this cat in, so can you take it? So
I kind of saved
wonderful.
It.
Yeah, I saved it. I get it to one of the kitten rescue organizations.
If anybody's listening, Carlo or anybody, please make a clip of that. I got a cat, and it was like meowing.
Yes.
What else would it be?
I mean, this was like, My cat is so old, and she would not be having this. She was like, she's had the run of the house.
Right.
We tried one time. I rescued a stray, and they got into a big cat fight. There's a whole long story of how I broke my toe trying to separate them. Oh my God.
Wow.
I already had experience with this.
Right.
Literally a cat fight. An actual cat fight. Like, we were trying to introduce them, you know, with the smell and the different rooms. And
right.
I'm like, let's have both. Let's save them.
That's hilarious.
And it didn't go well. Like, the stray cat. I think it was somebody's cat because it was like behaving. Like,
so it was stray, not feral.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was not feral, but I think somebody dumped it. And it was a really sweet cat. And so we were going to like try to adopt it and take her in. And it just, I think she'd been on the streets. So she saw I have a big fat cat. Okay. She was big.
Right.
And she's still 14 pounds.
They eating good over there. They eating good in the neighborhood over at Shelburne.
14 pounds, bruh.
Well, when we adopted her, she was 23 pounds. I was like, give me the fat cat. I'll take the fat cat. And so we got her on. This is a too long of a story. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No, it's fine.
I love it, though. But yeah. I know Lindsay is huge animal person, so I know she would definitely help.
So
yes, I would 100% try and save
you would.
The seal. 100%.
You would. So I would take them in. But if it comes down to this, like, let's just put it this way. Sometimes...
All right, Momo is a no go.
Yeah, can we need a shot clock.
Like,
ender
I got
every
you.
Once
I
in
got
a while.
Sorry,
no, it's fine. It's I'm just long. Saying. If you feel, you know how it's like an internal clock, and guys just throw it up, and they're like, "Oh no!" It's like 3 seconds. You're like, "No, you had a chance to take a couple dribbles, but you actually got to get a good shot." That was fine.
No.
So I'll tell you this story quickly because we're way over it in terms of that. One time when I was in Rock Creek Park in the district back where I used to live, where I'm from, I saw somebody hit a deer in front of me. And it was late at night, and like that person, I'm just going to say, I had been trailing them at a distance because they did not seem that they had all of their faculties, but I was going in the same direction, and I couldn't just stop because it was a parkway, and they hit a deer. And I don't think that they knew they hit a deer, and the deer was still in the road a little bit. And in one of the weirder moments of my life, I was like 19 years old. I pulled over and I pulled that damn deer out of the road and it was not dead. You know what I'm saying? And like it was a weird experience. It was bruised and down, but it was certainly breathing. And I just picked it up and, you know, one moved it just out of one lane. And I remember like I got a weird like jolt of like life. You know what I mean? And I called the animal protection after that. But like it certainly wasn't anything like tracking across 5 lanes of San Diego traffic. No,
but
not
still.
Remote.
Okay. So you got Around the Horn champion.
Okay.
Handsome Man community something president.
Yes, and local chapter president, yes.
And now you save animals. Okay,
I
Mr.
I saved
Clean
Bambi
Hands.
One time 20 years ago. I know, it was ridiculous. I thought I was the coolest guy on earth, and I was too scared to tell my parents because they
That's
were like, what
awesome,
are you
though.
Doing? Why
That's
would you awesome. Do that? But that happened, so yeah. That's, you know, that's really the deal. Hold on. I'm looking for things.
That is what you
what
need
else
to
you
know.
Got?
Listen, that is what you need to know. It's brought to you by Romango Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are, less than 90 minutes from where we are right now, are the Lakers taking on the Hawks. We talked about this earlier. Momo, you said that you think these are two teams in very similar positions. I'm not going to lie, I disagree with you grandly on that. The Hawks were overachievers last year. The Lakers were underachievers last year. This is not the same right now. I think the Lakers need this worse than the Hawks.
Yeah. I mean, and also the Hawks have some flexibility. The Lakers, to me, are like locked into what they got. Like, they can make a few changes, but it's – they kind of – this is what you got. You got to make it work. It's like a weird marriage. We'll get some counseling. I mean, like, there's no – the Hawks can just, like, tear it up. They can just go recast everybody.
Right.
The Lakers
What do you think we got tonight?
Not really.
What do you see tonight? I haven't seen any.
I think it's a Laker win.
Okay.
I think it's a Laker win. They're getting healthy. Malik Monk has been awesome. He even got the Zach Lowe shout out today.
Did he?
He was one of Zach's favorite things. Yeah. He's number 8 on 10 things I love. And it says one cool NBA thing is when LeBron develops a profound trust in some unknown journeyman.
That's true.
It happened with Alex Caruso.
That's a
and it's
really
happening
good point.
Again with LeBron and Malik Monk. And a pick and roll partnership that works regardless of who has the ball and who sets the screen.
Okay, but let's not front like Malik Monk is Caruso. I mean
he did this is well hedged. He's not saying Malik Monk plays defense like Alex Caruso.
Right.
He's not saying he's the ball mamba. He's just saying that Alex Caruso and LeBron had a trust and that they are really good in pick and rolls together. That's very narrow.
I'm on the NBA.com website right now. I'm reading the preview headline. It says Lakers seek season high fourth straight win as Hawks visit. If I was one of these people that was extremely at extreme command of stats, I would guess that no team that never had a streak longer than four has ever won the NBA title. That's just a guess. What do you think? You know what I'm saying? Like, if you can't win more than four games in a year at a row, you're probably not going to win the title.
Yeah, that's probably true. I mean, look, like, this to me, the whole Lakers season is treading water until all three of those guys get healthy at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
try not to – try to keep your head above water. That's it. And then at some point, get Westbrook, LeBron, and AD healthy at the same time and see what happens. Haven't really seen it.
Yeah. I mean, the Lakers, to me, are a better basketball team than the Hawks, obviously. You know what I'm saying? And playing at home tonight, this is – To me, they are obviously a better team.
The three top guys are.
At their top side. Are they a better team 1 through 82? I don't know. Because they can't make it through 1 through 82 at 100%. You see what I'm saying? Trae Young comes back tonight. We'll see what he's looking like. But I think that this is one of those games where you look at LeBron coming off a couple strong performances. Friday night, at home, this is a LeBron game. You know what I mean? I could see him going off and making a point. Remember when Steph Curry played up against Trey and put the 50 burger on him because he was like, I don't want y'all thinking that somebody else is coming for my throne. I realized that they match up as talents and as skill sets a little bit more. It's not quite the same thing with LeBron and Trey. They play different positions. But I think this is one of those games where LeBron says, if it's going to happen, this is a game you have to have from a gelling and a leadership standpoint from LeBron Raymond James.
Yeah, and he's, I mean, look, if he's talking about himself in the third person as an MVP candidate.
When not asked.
You know where his head's at.
When not asked.
When not really asked.
That's you know what that's like? That's like that bit where you're lying on the
couch.
That's
like you saying you're president of the Handsome Man
community. I am president of the Handsome Man community, the local chapter.
Did anybody ask you? Did anybody? Yeah.
No, well, I wasn't asked, but you know, I was told. There's a difference.
I mean, you just kind of
proclaimed.
I made that up on your own.
I didn't make it up on my own. I was invited to the community and I started a new
chapter. By himself.
Okay.
By whom?
The community. Other handsome men that you all are not privy to know. Okay. I had a whole other point that was about real basketball and I totally forgot it.
Clint loves when you interrupt it with random stuff.
Do you know what
I got a haircut
need,
today,
Laura?
Too. I'm feeling
with
good.
The hat on, bro. Like, why? Okay, why you got a hat on if you got a haircut?
I'm not wearing a hat to the ball game. You know what?
We need. All right, there you go.
Y'all want to see your boy. You want to see the president of the local chapter of the Handsome Man community? Check the sidelines before the game today.
I'm going to take a picture, but he took the hat off.
I'll be there. I might be. I might even change. I might go box.
Laura, you know what we need?
Say cheese,
like when somebody just like dunks on Clinton. It is kind of fun to dunk on Clinton, isn't it?
It is.
Like, I enjoyed that.
I know. You got like, you got a big kick out of nowhere. That's because we're friends.
Yeah,
though.
I really did.
You know what
Laura,
I'm saying?
It's true. It wouldn't be as fun.
Oh
if
my
I didn't.
God, these pictures though.
Damn it.
Sorry.
Excuse me.
You know what we need, Laura? We need like a sounder for when like somebody dunks on Clinton.
Okay, I will find.
I
some.
Need something like that.
You know what you need? Blocked by James. You need my man, Mike Breen. Hey. That's what you need. Love Breen. That guy's gonna be great. The star-studded affair, by the way, tonight at the crypto, as I like to call it. A lot of people are going to be in the building, so we're looking forward.
I like
to that
better.
Crypto? Is that when you say it like that?
Yeah, I'm into that.
Like it's in another language.
Yeah,
like it's
better
Spanish?
Than the crypt.
Yeah, that's how I say it.
Yeah.
¿Qué pasó con crypto? Is what basically my setup is. Anyway, coming up. What time is it? Radio Tinder time. Lindsay, are you ready?
I'm always ready.
Stays ready, just like LeBron James. ESPN 710. Clinton Yates. Ramona Shelburne in for Sedano and Cap.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And now, America's biggest Wardell Stephen Curry fan, Lindsay Baseball, what you got?
Thank you, Clinton. And today, Radio Tinder is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. So starting off in our own little family here of ESPN, where, you know, Adam Schefter is typically one of the first NFL insiders to find out about major injuries. But unfortunately, he had to do a bit of reporting on himself this week. Schefter revealed during NFL Live on Tuesday that he underwent an MRI on his knee. He said that he may have damaged the knee while doing the gritty dance prior to the Vikings-Bears game a few weeks ago. Later on in the day, ESPN's Marcus Spears reported that Schefter suffered a torn meniscus and might need surgery, and of course Schefter confirmed that news. Have you guys ever even mildly injured yourself doing a bit for TV or radio or in a work situation? Swipe left or swipe right, Clinton?
This is a great question. I'm going to swipe right, because if I'm going to include anything that involves, like, I don't know, hangovers, you know what I'm saying, from previous radio remotes, I'm going to consider that an injury. But I'm going to say this. Lindsay, you contradicted yourself. Shefty did not report this. Big Swagoo reported this.
No, that's like, what I said.
I know, but he reported it like a day before. It wasn't later that day. He was days ahead before Shefty was finally willing to admit what had actually happened. So big props to Marcus Spears for that. But yes, I've gotten injured on the job many times. That is what we like to call the magic of radio, Momo. What about you?
I really haven't. I don't know. I don't really do stupid things. When I that's not really like on brand for me. I do stupid things all the time, but just not things that would cause bodily injury. You know what? I did do something stupid once, but it wasn't, I guess it's not really work. I was like playing softball. And when I was like a hot dog when I was growing up, when I used to play. Mm-hmm. And I was probably like early teens, maybe like 13, 14 ish. And I got really good at doing the Barry Bonds catch, you know, where you like tap your glove.
Oh yeah. He learned it from Ricky Henderson. Yeah.
Snatch it. Yep. Right. Yeah. So I would like snatch the ball. And then the one time there, I mean, I would do it all the time, like in warm ups. I would like snatch it out there. And I thought it was so cool.
God, I love this.
Oh, and I missed. And it hit me right in the forehead and it hurt so bad. It was so dumb. I was like, oh,
did you play that game? Were you on the IR after that? Okay. All right.
No, I was all right. I mean, like, I kind of tipped it. Like, I didn't completely whiff. I kind of tipped it.
Sometimes that's almost worse, though, because it throws it off track, and you thought it might hit you somewhere, but then it catches you somewhere else. So,
And then I also was really good at throwing curveballs, and I kind of messed up my elbow once doing that. I used to like be in right field throwing curveballs when I was warming up, and I was like, what am I doing?
Right.
Like, I'm going to tear my elbow ligament.
Terrible for the legs. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
But I do throw a good curveball. Anyway.
Lindsay, what about you?
No major work injuries that I can think of. I guess this would have been a better question for like Steve Mason, who's definitely injured himself multiple times.
Of the actual athletes that work at this station, as opposed to guys that are falling all over themselves on celebrity basketball courts. I saw that clip for the first time yesterday. I was like, oh,
exactly.
What happened?
It's pretty
there?
Good.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Shouts to Mace, by the way.
All right, so what's next? Next one. Coca-Cola announced a partnership with Constellation Brands to launch an alcoholic version of the beverage called Fresca Mixed. The boozy beverage is described as a distinctive and intriguing brand that delivers consumers fuller-flavored, convenient, ready-to-drink cocktails using real spirits that are great-tasting and high-quality. Company said that flavors are going to be inspired by fan recipes when it launches later this year. So are you guys going to try Coca-Cola's Fresca mixed alcoholic drinks? Swipe left or swipe right, Ramona?
You know what? I am a big fan of Fresca.
Fresca.
I like citrus beverages, and I like something.
Likewise.
Yeah, and I love them when they're bubbly. I don't really understand the need to have a mixed drink Fresca, because you could just Fresca is an excellent mixer on its own.
Correct.
So that I would just rather get some premium spirits on my own and then mix the Fresca with it. But I guess this is convenient. So like if you're tailgating, you don't have to bring your own alcohol to mix with it. But I generally think that like the alcohol that's in canned mixers is pretty not good. Like that's what's going to give you hangover.
I tend to agree with that. I like mixed drinks. I don't have a problem with the vehicle. They're just often not that good. I'm a big fan as well as you of citrus based sodas. Esquirte, I believe, is another one on the list. That's what Beto was calling it, in the vein of Palmolive, Gatorade, and of course Vaporube, Esquirte, you know what I'm saying? So I like that, but this is a little weird for me. This is a bit much. I'm swiping left.
You know what? Can we have an unauthorized, like unprompted shout out for another citrus type beverage that is very underrated.
Well, let's go. What do we got?
Cactus Cooler. Cactus Cooler.
Not familiar with their work.
My all time favorite.
Yeah. I've never even heard of it.
Cactus Cooler.
That sounds like a California thing. Nobody's getting mad. It sounds like a California thing. Let me know.
Wow.
So Cactus Cooler is the all time batting cage drink. When you go to the batting cages when you're a little kid, it's always in those vending machines.
Gotcha.
And some people get the fruit punch, some people get Pepsi. I get Cactus Cooler. If you know, you know.
Okay, I get it. So quickly, your thoughts on Mr. Mason shaving a single brow off to pay off his bet.
That was the funniest thing I've seen in years. It was so good. I knew it was going to happen. I tuned in. But there's just he is the most unintentionally funny guy. Like, he just went for it, man. And it looks so bad. Like,
it looks
I did not
terrible.
Think it would look that bad. And it looks like he got into a fight.
I mean,
like, I'm like, why is it just shave the other one off?
He kind of did.
He kind of did.
I mean, that's the cool thing.
It's
anyway.
So bad.
All right, coming up.
So funny. I'm going to watch that live stream 20 more times.
We got Lakers pregame with Alan Sliwa. I want to thank Momo for showing up, even though everything is going haywire in her home, apparently. But other than that, see you soon. Happy weekend, kiddos.